Look, if you're listening to this podcast, you likely know the value of automation. That's why I want to tell you about my free automations library. If you want some of my best automations for free, you can head over to howibuilt.it/automate. We talk about automation a lot on this show, and it's because I think it's the best way for podcasters, creators, and solopreneurs to become more efficient and more profitable. So if you want to start automating, but you're not sure where to, well, start, you can get ahead of the game with 14 of my favorite automations across a bunch of tools like Zapier, Make, Hazel, and Apple's Shortcuts. These are automations I use every day to help me run my business, and I know that you're going to love them. Again, you can get them for free over at howibuilt.it/automate. That's howibuilt.it/AUTOMATE. This episode is brought to you by Text Expander. Look, one of the best things you can do for yourself as a creator is become more efficient, and Text Expander is one of the best ways to do that. What could you do with more hours every month? Repetitive typing, little mistakes, searching for answers, they're all taking precious time away from you and your ability to create great content. With Text Expander, you can take that time back. I use Text Expander every single day for full emails that I send to sponsors and potential sponsors, affiliate links, common social media responses, and even podcast editing instructions for my team. On average, it saves me 34 hours per year just in typing. That doesn't include looking for resources or finding that one email I wrote that one time so I can reuse it. Here's how it works. Drop your commonly used content into a Text Expander snippet and give it an abbreviation. Then type that abbreviation and your content expands wherever you type. Text Expander is available everywhere, from the PC to the Mac to Android and iOS. Show listeners can get 20% off. Just sign up at howibuilt.it/textexpander and become more efficient today. Hello and welcome to How I Built Bits, where every week I give you a cool tool, tip, or trick to help you be a better creator in 6 minutes or less. Clock's ticking, so let's get to it. Every so often, I consider switching to Notion. That is, until earlier this year when I decided I was going to double down on Airtable. See, Notion scares and confuses me. It doesn't work the way my brain works. And I'm already a huge fan of Airtable. It's the very basis for my podcast planners. But up until now, I haven't really been using Airtable to its fullest potential, probably because I've had my eye on Notion. But here is probably a controversial opinion. Airtable is better than Notion. And I know what you're going to say. Notion is not really, it's a tough compare, right? Notion is a database, but also a notes app, where Airtable is basically just a database. And that, my friend, is why I think it's better. It's focused. It's clear. I expect a database app to work like a database, and Airtable gives me that. They have a lot of great features that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But Notion almost started off as like a web page maker that decided it wanted to be a database. Again, that's just my feelings, and I know that there are lots of great people who use Notion and they love it, but I'm not one of those people. Now, I will point you to my interview with Marie Poulin, where she is like just a Notion master, and she probably came the closest to convincing me to jump ship from Airtable to Notion. But there are a few things that I just need with Notion, with Airtable. So again, I'm going to double down on Airtable this year. I already do some cool things, especially when it's compared to Make, which is the automations app I'm using, but there are a ton of features I'm not taking advantage of. This was made incredibly clear to me thanks to two recent experiences. The first was Justin Moore. He shared his sponsor tracker with the Brand Deal Wizard cohort, and his sponsor tracker is in Notion. I took a look at how he was doing things, and there were some very complex functions in there. The second is my friend Brian Richards. He's created an incredible system in Airtable that tracks and builds sponsor packages, tracks leads, and does all sorts of information or all sorts of other things with the information for his virtual events. Now, I have a few ideas, one being a content dashboard to track various pieces of content I'm working on across different platforms and clients. And the other is my own sponsorship tracker, which I've made. I had some of these pieces already for how I built it, but using Justin's sponsorship tracker in Notion, I've now converted that over to Airtable. And finally, I want to be better at social media this year. Part of that will be posting consistently and better, and part of it will be bringing my VA to do more of that. And so I've actually built out a social media sharing functionality all based on Airtable. I'm excited to build better systems using Airtable, and I think that finally getting over that mental block and realizing that Notion is a tool and it's fine and it works for a lot of people, but Airtable is a tool that I am already familiar with and I'm using a lot more and it works with my brain better. Realizing that Airtable is better than Notion for me has unlocked my ability to really leverage it, and I'm excited to see what I'll build out this year. Now, if you want to see behind the scenes videos of what I'm doing, you can always become a member of How I Built It Pro over at howibuilt.it/pro. A lot of my automations are also for my podcasting business and being an efficient podcaster. So you can get a lot more of my automation templates and my Airtable bases if you join the 10K podcaster program, which gives you access to my playbook. I'll link all of that in the show notes. But that's it for this episode of How I Built Bits. To get all the bits, you can head over to howibuilt.it/bits. That's howibuilt.it/BITS or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, get out there and build something.